This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Get to know yourself. Come to grips with your deficiencies. This will immediately, by the permission of Allah, put us on the pathway to khushu'. To know who you are. Because when you recognize the majesty of Allah, you automatically recognize the lowly state of man. When you recognize the wealth of Allah, you instantly recognize as well what? The poverty of man. When you recognize the power of Allah, Jalla Jalaluh, instantly and automatically and as a byproduct, you realize the weakness and frailty and uselessness of man. Get to know Him, Jalla Jalaluh, but then get to know yourself and realize we are drenched with deficiencies from head to toe. And this is a rule. Every aspect of Islam is easy if you manage to keep your ego at bay. This is just a fa'ida, a benefit. Every part of the religion is manageable and attainable and easy. Khushu', ikhlas, tawakkul, inaba, ihsan, al-khawf, al-raja', al-mahabba, all of these actions of the heart are attainable. If you acknowledge that there is an ego problem, and then you keep that ego at bay. Get to know your deficiency. When you speak about people, speak about them in a positive way. When you speak about yourself, acknowledge your weaknesses. This is the essence of khushu'. What is it that is preventing you from realizing the reality of your weakness and the reality of mine? What is it? What is it that stands between you and acknowledging that I am frail and I am helpless? What is it? مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ Allah asks, O son of, O man, what is it that has deluded you with respect to your Lord? What is it? I mean, is it your knowledge that is preventing you from realizing how helpless we are? Is it your knowledge that Allah has blessed you with? Well, have you forgotten that there came a time in your life when you did not know, you were still a child? هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا Allah says, has there not come a time in history when man was nothing to be made mention of? And then have you forgotten that there will come a time when you will not know if you live long enough and you reach the age of senility? ثُمَّ يُرَدُّ إِلَىٰ أَرْذَلِ الْعُمُرِ لِكَيْ لَا يَعْلَمَ مِنْ بَعْدِ عِلْمٍ شَيْئًا Then we will return them to an age of senility such that they will forget everything that they used to know. Allah says, and then on top of all of that, have you not realized that no matter how much you know, there will always be far more that you don't know? وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا The knowledge that you have been given, Allah says, is so little. Knowledge is causing you to forget your weaknesses, to look down upon people, and you're preventing yourself from attaining khushu' because of it. Is it your knowledge? Is it maybe your authority? Your standing in the community, your followers online, your influence as a committee member. Is that what is causing you to forget your deficiencies? Well, I ask you, if you were dying of thirst, for example, would you not gather all of those positions that you have on all of your social media, all of your platforms, would you not throw them away if it meant that you could have a cup of water to save your life and extend it by an hour? You would. So is that something to become proud about? And to prevent khushu'a from coming into your life because of it? Don't allow that to be a barrier either. What is it? Your knowledge? Is it your authority, your influence? Is it maybe your money? Well, if it's your money and your business that's thriving, that's distracting you and preventing you from seeing your deficiency, then la ilaha illallah. Realize that some of the vilest of human beings on earth today have far more money than you will ever accumulate. And what is the outcome of money? One of two outcomes. Either it is a voluntary distribution through sadaqah, charity that you give, or either it is a forceful distribution through death. How can money then be a criteria of greatness and a cover of a person's deficiency and to prevent you from attaining khushu'ah. What is money and what is your business? Is that what is preventing you from reaching khushu'ah? Or maybe it's your strength. Maybe it's how much you can bench in the gym. Maybe it's your physique that's preventing you from reaching this stage of khushu'ah. You're so distracted by what the mirror describes. La ilaha illallah. Well, remember, no matter how strong you become, my dear brother, you'll never be able to bench as much as a monkey or an ape or a bull. You can't. If they were put in that position, they are far stronger than any one of us will ever be. So how can strength be a criteria that is found in greater quantities in unintelligent creatures? Maybe it's your beauty, huh? Maybe it's your spellbinding appearance. Maybe it's your flawless skin, your upright persona. Maybe that's what's preventing you from realizing your deficiency and distracting you from khushu'ah and unable to humble yourself because you're so obsessed with the next photo and the next post and the next set of likes and comments. Your appearance is what is distracting you from khushu'ah. Have you forgotten how you looked when you were born? When the nurses needed to use wet wipes to wipe your face and mine? Just so that we don't horrify our mothers when they meet us for the first time? Or how you look every morning before you comb your hair, before you wipe your eyes, before you gargle, before you comb your hair, before you put on your makeup, before you put on your filter. How do you look? Or how you will look when you pass away. Ask those who deal with the deceased, ask the coroners what happens to people when they die. They will say to you that within the first 24 to 72 hours, your internal organs begin to decompose, and there is now an unbearable smell of inner rot emanating from this individual, this carcass. And then 3 to 5 days later, your abdomen begins to bloat, you begin to inflate. And then blood-containing foam starts leaking from the mouth and nose. And then 8 to 10 days later, your carcass begins to change color now, from your natural skin color to green. And then you turn red because the blood within you is now decomposing and your abdomen is accumulating more gas. It is at this point that your abdomen will tear apart. Then a few weeks after this, your nails and your teeth begin to fall out. And then just 1 month after this process, your body begins to liquefy. This is an individual who will allow his appearance to distract him from khushu', to busy himself with his mirror reflection. And that is why our predecessors who realized this reality about themselves, that's just the physical weakness. And then we talk about the Islamic deficiency. Don't get me started on that. Complaining of salah, complaining of wudu and lack of salah in jama'ah, deficiency with the hijab. The list is endless. I don't want to go on so as to not demoralize us. We are drenched in deficiency. Our predecessors were like that. They realized and acknowledged their weaknesses, so Allah blessed them with khushu'ah. Imam Ahmad, as Yahya ibn Ma'in, his friend, he said, and his study mate, he said, we were in Baghdad in Iraq. And he went to the marketplace, i.e. Imam Ahmad, the great Imam. And he bought some wood. And he was carrying it on his back, walking through the marketplace. And this was at the peak of his fame. And everyone recognized the great Imam, Abu Abdullah, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal. And they left their stalls and they left their shops. And they went to the Imam and they wanted to give him salam and they want the barakah of being near this great scholar of their religion. And they said, Ta'al ahmilu anka hada, let me carry your wood for you. Everyone wanted to serve him. And his friend Yahya ibn Ma'in, he said, the Imam was moving his hand as if to say, no, please don't do this. I don't need this. And his face went red as if you popped a pomegranate in it. He was shy. He didn't like this. Then he began to weep and he said, نَحْنُ قَوْمٌ مَسَأَكِينَ We are a poor people. We are a poor people. Why are you doing this? Then he said, لَوْلَا سِتُرُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْنَا لَفْتَضَحْنَا If it wasn't for Allah veiling our faults, we would have been exposed, utterly exposed. People who recognized their worth before Allah, so he raised them. And when a man said to Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, Jazakallahu anil Islami khayr al jaza, may Allah reward you for everything you have done for Islam, O Imam. What did he say? He said, Bal jazallahu al Islam anni khayr al jaza. Man ana wa ma ana. He said, no, no. What you should have said is, may Allah reward Islam for what it has done for me. After all, what am I and who am I? He said, what am I and who am I? La ilaha illallah. So one of the greatest ways of fostering khushu' in our hearts is recognizing the might of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu through a structured study and a recitation of the Quran. Number two, through coming to grips with your deficiencies, remembering them every day.